In Hollywood, Memorial Day weekend is traditionally the start of summer blockbuster season, or at least it was before the pandemic. Last summer, despite the best efforts of the Fast and Furious crew and Marvel's Black Widow, no blocks were busted. But this year, Doctor Strange and Top Gun Maverick have primed the pump, and critic Bob Mondello says there are more where those came from.
Somewhere in the Rockies, snow falling gently as we hear the pitter-pat of raptors in the woods.
Blue had a baby, that's impossible.
In Jurassic World Dominion.
Hey, girl.
You look just like your mother.
Jurassic Park is long gone, and we share the whole planet with dinosaurs. As always, bad folks have designs on them, in this case on the baby. It's good that Chris Pratt still has a relationship with his mom.
I promise you, I am gonna get her back.
That's a pledge Pratt takes seriously, and if Pratt is Jurassic World's raptor whisperer...
I made a promise we would bring her home.
You made a promise to a dinosaur?
Yeah. What?
In the Marvel Universe, he's become a Thor whisperer to a superhero who's suddenly all about peace and love.
Remember what I told you. You ever feel lost? Just look into the eyes of the people that you love. Not me. What? Just listening.
You can forgive the Viking god for being a bit distracted in Thor Love and Thunder.
Jane?
Turns out he's not the only one who can hurl a hammer.
The old ex-girlfriend.
What's it been like? 3-4 years?
8 years, 7 months, and 6 days, give or take.
There are also two films in which adolescents suspect a superhero may be hiding in plain sight, Secret Headquarters and Samaritan, and the directors of the last two Avengers movies, the Russo brothers, are apparently hoping to start a different kind of franchise with their CIA thriller. In The Gray Man, Chris Evans is an assassin.
Want to make an omelet? You gotta kill some people.
Who goes after assassin Ryan Gosling.
You hurt?
I mean, my ego's a little bruised.
Gosling is the title's gray man, so guessing his ego will recover. Another assassin-on-assassin movie, Bullet Train, finds Brad Pitt determined to play nice, even though he's the only one of 5 hired killers on the super-fast train who isn't armed.
You stab me?
Yeah! We'll ruin your life the way you ruin mine!
Dude, I don't even know you!
If all this sounds a little frantic, rest assured there are gentler summer films. In the comedy Brian and Charles, Brian may occasionally want to kill the mechanical man he's constructed.
A very, very cheeky robot.
Cheeky.
But you can tell he and Charles have a bond.
Cheeky bot.
Cheeky bot?
Cheeky bot sit in the front, Brian.
Stop saying front.
Front.
Other comedies include Honk for Jesus, Save Your Soul, set in a Black Atlanta megachurch, and Easter Sunday, in which comedian Joe Coy shows how his Filipino family fuels his stand-up act.
Joseph, are you coming for Easter?
I don't know, Mom.
I'm really busy. I just tested for this pilot.
You're going to be a pilot?
A network pilot for, like, a TV show.
Ah, you're playing a pilot on the TV show.
No, a lawyer.
You could have been a lawyer if you only applied yourself.
Also based on real life, The Phantom of the Open, the story of an ordinary guy who heard someone say on TV that you can do anything you set your mind to, and resolved right then and there.
I'm going to have a crack at the British Open.
Golf?
You never even played bloody golf before, Dad.
Mind your language on the course.
Flippin' heck.
Also pursuing a seemingly unattainable dream, a widowed 1960s cleaning lady in Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris. Her dream's a Christian Dior gown.
Please let me escort you out.
No, hang on a minute. I've saved every penny scrubbing floors so I can buy this frock.
Excuse me, but it would be my honor to have you view the collection as my guest.
Enter the boss.
Who's that bloke?
Looks the master himself, Monsieur Dior.
He looks like my milkman.
And another British widow decides to make up for a lifetime of sexual boredom in Good Luck to You, Leo Grand, by hiring a male escort. Being an ex-teacher, Nancy comes prepared.
So I've made a list of things that I'd like to get through.
Oh, I think it'll certainly make a significant dent in it.
Good. That's good. Good.
Nancy is played by Emma Thompson, Leo by Daryl McCormick.
You will only be the second man I have ever had sex with. Oh, God.
Now, Nancy.
This is crazy.
Nancy.
It's terrible. It's wrong.
Nancy?
Yes?
Let's go to bed.
Okay.
Good Luck to You, Leo Grand was a hit at the Sundance Film Fest this year, as was the charmer Cha-Cha Real Smooth, about a 22-year-old whose life changes when his mom makes him take his little brother to a bat mitzvah.
I can't believe college is over.
You have a job now, or?
We're not allowed to talk about jobs at the bat mitzvah party.
So you either don't have a job or you have a bad job.
How much does a party starter get paid, I wonder?
I have a bad job. Yeah.
For those eagerly awaiting the third season of Bridgerton, there'll be a Regency costume comedy at the multiplex that's every bit as diverse. It's called Mr. Malcolm's List.
If we were to allow him to discover that you have a list
and he does not meet the requirements on your list, that would be a perfect sort of poetic justice.
Hollywood isn't all bright and upbeat in hot weather. In Crimes of the Future, David Cronenberg will visit a surgery-obsessed society where evolution's in a kind of overdrive.
They don't like what's happening with the body. In particular, what's happening with my body. Which is why I keep cutting it up.
While Cronenberg peers inward, Jordan Peele looks to present-day Hollywood.
What's a bad miracle?
And to the skies in his latest sci-fi horror epic. It's called Nope. Nope would also work as a title for two culture clash dramas, The Forgiven, in which Ralph Fiennes wrongly thinks wealth and privilege can protect him after he accidentally kills a local teen in Morocco, and Where the Crawdads Sing, in which a girl who's grown up isolated in a North Carolina marsh finds herself on the other side of the economic divide. Even the genie-in-a-bottle fantasy 3,000 Years of Longing has its dark side.
There's no story about wishing that is not a cautionary tale.
But happily, there are also fantasies designed for families.
Buzz Lightyear mission log, stardate 3901. After a full year of being marooned, our first hyperspeed test flight is a go.
Who are you talking to?
No one.
You were narrating again.
I was not.
Pixar's Lightyear is sort of Toy Story 5, and the Minions prequel, Rise of Gru, amounts to Despicable Me 5.
This puny little child thinks he can be a villain.
I am pretty despicable.
And the animated DC League of Super Pets belongs to the Superman-Batman world, all of which makes the snail hero of Marcel the Shell with Shoes On feel disarmingly fresh.
My cousin fell asleep in a pocket, and that's why I don't like the saying everything comes out of the wash. Because sometimes it doesn't, or sometimes it does, and they're just like a completely different person.
Marcel the Shell with Shoes On is what you might call an art house family film aimed at discerning audiences that might also appreciate, say, the documentary Bitter Brush about two Midwest cattle women.
Maybe I'll just be so good at it I'll become a millionaire and buy my own ranch.
Official competition about a pair of Spanish actors who have very different styles.
Idiota.
Ignorante.
Neptune Frost, an Afrofuturist musical from Rwanda.
Once upon a time, tango yakala,
or the biopic Eiffel, about the guy who built that famous tower.
C'est Paris.
But it's a biopic from Baz Luhrmann that has the industry abuzz this summer.
He's a young singer from Memphis, Tennessee. Give him a warm hayride welcome. Mr. Elvis Presley!
The once and future king will be played by Austin Butler, with Tom Hanks as his manager, Colonel Tom Parker.
Get a haircut, buttercup!
In that moment, I watched that skinny boy transform into a superhero.
Well, you may go to college, you may go to school.
Worth looking forward to, right? I'm Bob Mondello.